to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Jerry Mason, associate professor of finance at the College of St. Rose, takes a look at our growing national debt and the options for an aging America.
Each American's share of the federal deficit will be about $50,000 when the current federal budget deficit year ends next September 30th. Deficit is expected to grow nearly $1.3 trillion during this fiscal year, or nearly $4 billion a day. Currently, the federal government is borrowing 33% of the dollars it spends each day. This is similar to you earning $67,000 a year, but spending $100,000. Currently, three components of the budget, interest on the national debt, Medicare and Medicaid, account for 23% of the budget. By 2020, these expenditures are expected to consume 42%. The U.S. government currently accounts for nearly 50% of all military expenditures worldwide. In the near future, Congress and the administration will spend a great deal of time discussing both budget cuts and changes to the federal income tax system. Reductions in federal spending are likely to impact every American, especially senior citizens. What options do individuals, especially older Americans, have? Spend less than we earn. Save more. Everyone should accumulate enough money to pay for 1 year of needs. If retired but could work, find employment until this goal is reached. Pay off all debt except a low-rate mortgage. Make sure your investment portfolio is adequately diversified, but exclude long-term bonds. Turn any non-sentimental item that you have not used in the last 12 months into cash. Last but not least, ask your representative to responsibly cut the federal deficit. The federal government's finances may be out of control. Make sure yours are not.
That was Jerry Mason from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
It doesn't seem to notice. We really can't afford the billions that it's costing us to pay its room and board. It doesn't roam, but seems content to dwell on Capitol Hill. As long as trucks keep pulling up... with